United States. Conservation. Vulture capital. The plight of the California condor is a study in unintended consequences.
It may have been the smelliest job in conservation. Whoever drew the short straw sat in a hole in the dirt underneath a carcass. Then they waited for a California condor to come and have a snack. That's not a pretty job at all, says Chandra David, an animal keeper for the Los Angeles Zoo. When a bird would land, somebody would radio in saying, "Now," and they would reach up and grab the bird's legs. This and other less nauseating methods is how the last remaining condors were brought in from the wild in the 1980s. Californian condors are a species of vulture. They feed on dead animals. Adults can have a wingspan of up to 3 meters, making them the largest land bird in North America. As America's population grew in the 19th and 20th centuries, the birds' numbers plummeted. They were placed on the Federal Endangered Species List in 1967, but they continued to die off. Their near demise and recent comeback provide a study in unintended consequences. At first, researchers were not quite sure what was killing the birds. Unlike bison, grey wolves, or grizzly bears, they were not hunted almost to the point of extinction. Some hunting and egg snatching was troublesome, and more recently ever more severe wildfires and avian flu have proved deadly. But lead poisoning is the main culprit. Condors regularly feed on animals shot with lead bullets. If they ingest fragments of the bullet along with their meal, they are poisoned. By 1982, just 22 condors remained in the wild, and America's Fish and Wildlife Service, or FWS, along with the LA and San Diego zoos, hatched a plan to save the species. To those poor zoo workers, hiding beneath carrion was just a stinky sacrifice for the greater good. The zoos and the FWS spent years rehabilitating the species before releasing birds into the wild. By 2023, there were nearly 350 wild condors flying free across California, Utah, Arizona, and Baja California in Mexico, and another 217 in captivity. The zoos regularly free birds with the help of local conservation outfits. They are the garbage collectors of the ecosystem, says Kelly Sorensen proudly. He leads the Ventana Wildlife Society, which helps maintain a condor population in Big Sur on California's central coast. Mr. Sorensen and his staff name the birds and set up webcams for people to watch them roost in nearby redwood trees. Redwood Queen seems to be the current favourite. The birds' recovery has led to some run-ins with humans. In 2021, a group of condors north of Los Angeles went viral for taking up residence on a woman's sun deck. But condors are also a draw for tourists. They can be spotted from California's scenic Highway 1 as they circle above seals basking on the Big Sur coast. Lead is still a threat. Since 1992, nearly half of all condor fatalities, when the cause of death is known, were attributed to lead poisoning. In 2019, California banned the use of lead ammunition for hunting. But Mr. Sorensen says the policy has not made much difference. That is due to another Californian gun control law. The Golden State has the strictest gun laws in the country, according to Every Town for Gun Safety, a gun reform group. One measure bars anyone but certified vendors from selling ammunition, making it tricky to buy ammunition online. In addition to riling internet ammo sellers, another group was miffed, condor conservationists. Non-lead ammunition exists. Hunters can buy copper bullets, for example, but it can be hard to find. It's each individual store owner's decision whether they want to carry non-lead ammunition, argues Mr. Sorensen. If they don't, your local populace is not going to have access to it, because you can't buy it online. He gives away free non-lead ammo to try to persuade hunters and ranchers to switch. California would not and should not roll back common-sense gun laws to help condors. But the debacle demonstrates the accidental effects of well-meaning policy. Until hunting with lead bullets becomes taboo, condors will be threatened. But at least they will always have zookeepers in LA who will cover themselves with a carcass to check on them.